चतुर्थ याम साधन मध्यान काल्य भजन रुचि भजन फ्रॉम द सेकेंड प्रहर अंटिल थ्री एंड अ हाफ प्रहरस अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 11 AM टू 3:30 PM टेक्स्ट 1 अ नाम साधका हैज नो अदर डिजायर अदर देन अनअल्टरेटेड डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण एहेतु की कृष्ण भक्ति द फोर्थ वर्स ऑफ शिक्षा अष्टक स्टेट्स न धनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कविताम व जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनी जन्मनेश्वरी भगवाद भक्तिर हेतुकी त्वयी ओ जगदीश आई डू नॉट डिजायर वेल्थ नॉट फॉलोअर्स नॉट डू आई डिजायर ब्यूटिफुल पोएट्री हेयर मीनिंग नॉलेज ओ प्राणेश्वर माई ओनली डिजायर इज टू हैव अनअलॉयड डिवोशन अन टू योर लोटस फीट बर्थ आफ्टर बर्थ गृहे द्रव्य शिष्य पशु धान्य आदि धन स्त्री पुत्र दास दासी कुटुंब आदि जन काव्य अलंकार आदि सुंदरी कविता पार्थिव विषय मध्य ए सब वार्ता ए सब परिवार आशा नहीं करी शुद्ध भक्ति देह मोर कृष्ण कृपा करी प्रेमेर स्वभाव यथा प्रेमेर संबंध से माने कृष्ण मोर नहीं भक्ति गंध भजन रहस्य वृत्ति भक्ति ओनली अपीयर्स इन द हार्ट when one performs Harinam Kirtan with firm faith, Shraddha. But the sadhaka's perfected body, Shuddha Sarupa, will not arise unless he gives up all connection with sensual happiness in this material world. This renunciation of sensual happiness takes place in two ways, positive, anvaya, and negative, vyatirek. Here anvaya refers to the prominent characteristic of devotion, which is the cultivation of activities favorable to Krishna, anukulenamai Krishna anushilanam. Vyatirek refers to the two secondary characteristics of devotion, which are 1. The absence of desire for anything other than the pleasure of Krishna, anya bilashita shunya, and 2. The absence of the coverings of karma and jnana, jnana karmadi anavrita. The words na dhanam na janam in this text clearly explains the symptoms of vyatirek. The word dhan refers to wealth and articles collected for enjoyment and entertainment. And jan indicates women, children, servants, maidservants, subjects, friends and relatives. Sundari kavita means ordinary knowledge expressed in mundane poetry and literature. O Krishna, Lord of my life, I am not praying to you for all these things. My only prayer is that I may have unalloyed devotion unto your lotus feet, birth after birth. Text 2. Misusing material wealth and so forth is opposed to bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.6 states, Tavad bhayam dravina deha suhiram nimittam shoka spriha paribhavo vipulas chalobha तावन ममेति असद अवग्रह आरती मूलम यावन नाथे आंग्री अभयम प्रणवनीत लोकः एज लॉन्ग एज अ पर्सन डज नॉट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट विच रिमूव ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ फियर ही विल बी टॉर्मेंटेड बाय एंग्जाइटी सॉरो हैंकरिंग रेचेडनेस एक्सट्रीम ग्रीड एंड सो फोर्थ कॉज्ड बाय वेल्थ होम फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स He will maintain the misconception of I and mine, which is the sole cause of unhappiness. Dravya deh surin nimit shok bhai sriha parabhav ar lob atishay ami mam arti mul asat ashay yat din nahi tav pad padmashre Bhajan rahasya vritti Persons who have never heard Hari Katha are not inclined to serve Hari. They use their time, wealth and strength in mundane activities and they maintain the misconception that I am the enjoyer. They will suffer due to their inclination to enjoy. In other words, although they are in distress, they still endeavor to obtain that which is unrelated to Krishna. The sole cause of this is illusion. Forgetting that Krishna is their only near and dear friend, they establish friendship with persons averse to Krishna and remain fearful of the devotees. It is only by the merciful disposition of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, that the living entity can be delivered from these sufferings and the desire to serve Bhagwan can arise in his heart. In other words, the inclination to serve Bhagwan, Bhagwat Seva Vritti, will manifest in his heart. The living entity then realizes his own intrinsic nature as well as intrinsic natures of Bhagwan and the illusory energy and engages all his senses in serving Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in Sharanagati, Atma Nivedan Song 8. Atma Nivedan Tuva Pade Kari Hainu Parama Sukhi Dukhe Dure Gelo Chinta Na Rahilo Chaudi Ke Ananda Dekhi. By surrendering myself to your lotus feet, I have become supremely happy. All suffering has gone far away and I have no more worries. Now I see happiness in all directions. Text 3. Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord of all Lords, and by worshipping Him, all others are worshipped. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14 states, Yatha toror mula nischanen tarpanti tad skant bhujo pushakaha prano aparach cha yathindriya nam tatheva sarvahanam achut jaya. By watering the root of a tree, all its parts such as trunk, branches and some branches are nourished, and by satisfying the life fears through eating, all of the senses are nourished. Similarly, only by worshipping Sri Krishna are the demigods, forefathers and so forth worshipped. Taru mule dila jal bhuje shakha skand tript hai anayase sahaj nirband pranen tarpan yatha indriya sabal krishna charane tatha sarva devta shital bhajan rahasya vritti. By watering the root of a tree, all of its parts such as the trunk, branches, leaves and fruits obtain nourishment. By putting food into the stomach, all the different body limbs are satisfied and nourished. Similarly, by performing exclusive worship of Achyuta, all the demigods and goddesses are also worshipped. This is because Achyuta is the root cause of all consciousness, and all conscious and unconscious matter is dependent on Him. Swayam Bhagwan is the only one who is infallible, Achyuta, and He can never become fallible, Chyuta. Here someone may ask, what harm is there in worshipping both Bhagwan and the demigods and goddesses at the same time? The answer is that such worship signifies a lack of firm faith in Bhagwan. The demigods and goddesses are ruled by material qualities, while the process of serving Bhagwan is transcendental. It is improper to disrespect the demigods and demigoddesses, but it is also incorrect to elevate them to the same level as Krishna. The scriptures state that one who gives up Sri Krishna bhajan to worship the demigods and goddesses is like one who gives up his mother to worship an outcast woman, or like one who gives up nectar to drink poison. Text 4. Unallied devotees have no other duty than serving Krishna. The Padma Purana states, Harir eva sada aradhya sarva dev ishvaraha itare brahma rudradya navegya kadachana. The Lord of all demigods, Shri Hari, is always the only worshipful object, but it is improper to disrespect Brahma, Rudra and other demigods. Ado sarveshra gyan krishnete haibe anya dev kabu nahi avagya karibe. Text 5. One should not increase the number of his unqualified disciples on the pretext of spreading bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.13.8 states, Na shishya anubandhinita grantha neva bhashyad bahun na vyakhyam upayanjit na rambanam arabhet kochit. One should not make disciples for material gain, nor study many books, nor give discourses on shastras to earn one's livelihood. One should also give up large undertakings. Bahu shishya lobete ayogya shishya kare bhakti shunya shastra bhashe tark kari mare vyakhyavad bahavarambe vritha kal jaye name yar ruchi se ei sab na chaye. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। वाइल एक्सप्लेनिंग द ड्यूटी ऑफ अ सन्यासी, देव ऋषि नारद सेड टू युधिष्ठिर महाराज, अ सन्यासी शुड रोम अबाउट, बी डिवोटेड टू नारायण एंड बी वेल विशर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज। ही शुड नॉट एंगेज इन एनी ऑक्यूपेशन टू मेंटेन हिज लाइफ, नॉर शुड ही एंगेज इन डिस्कशंस ओनली फॉर द सेक ऑफ डिबेट। ही शुड ओनली एक्सेप्ट ऑब्जेक्ट्स दैट कम थ्रू बेगिंग भिक्षा। ही शुड नॉट बी अटैच टू लिटरेचर दैट डिस्कसेस टेम्पररी मटेरियल सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स, नॉर शुड ही फॉर मटेरियल बेनिफिट गिव मंत्रस टू अनक्वालिफाइड पर्सन्स टू इंक्रीज हिज नंबर ऑफ डिसाइपल्स। ही शुड नॉट शो हिज स्कॉलरली टैलेंट, बट रेदर ही शुड स्टडी लिटरेचर ऑन भक्ति एंड पुट दिस टीचिंग इन टू प्रैक्टिस। इट इज़ अनफेवरेबल टू प्योर डिवोशन एंड ऑल्सो वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम टू एस्टैब्लिश एंड मेंटेन लार्ज टेम्पल्स टू मेक अ शो ऑफ ऑपुलेंस। Many kinds of unqualified persons will take shelter of such temples, and their devious activities will defame the society of sadhus. Saintly persons should perform bhajan under the guidance of their superiors, following the path designated by disciplic succession, parampara. Only a sadhak on the platform of bhav is qualified to make disciples, and he does so only for the welfare of society and the protection of the sampradaya. The scriptures forbid unqualified persons from making many disciples. Text 6. Exclusive and unmotivated devotional service, known as ekantiki ehetuki bhakti, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.14. Tasmad ekan manasa bhagwan satvatam patihi shottavya kirtitavyascha dhaya pujyascha nityadha. With an attentive mind, one should constantly hear about, glorify, meditate upon and worship Bhagwan, who is loving towards his devotees, Bhakta Vatsal. All the while, one should endeavor to remove his anarthas. Then his creeper of devotion will very quickly bestow its fruits in the form of prema. Ananya bhavete kare shravan kirtan, naam roop gun dhyan krishna aradhan, संगे संगे अनर्थ नाशेर यत्न कर भक्ति लता फल दान करीबे सत्व। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। ऑल रिलीजियस ड्यूटीज आर ऑब्जर्व फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ श्री हरि, देयरफॉर द लिविंग एंटिटीज ओनली ड्यूटी इज टू सिंगल माइंडेडली एंगेज इन कृष्ण भजन वाइल गिविंग अप द डिजायर फॉर कर्म एंड ज्ञान। फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ श्री हरि ही शुड रिजाइड इन द धाम विद अ रेजोल्यूट माइंड एंड हियर नरेशंस अबाउट हरि from Shri Guru and Vaishnavas. The method of cultivating pure bhajan is that after hearing Harikatha, one should perform kirtan and smaran of those narrations. By this method, anarthas are nullified and pure bhajan arises. This is the essence of all instructions for sadhakas. Text 7. One should not be disturbed by the loss of acquired assets. In this regard, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 1.2.114 quotes the Padma Puran, Alabdeva Vinashteva Bhakshya Chhadana Sadhane Avikalpa Matir Bhutva Harim Eva Dhiya Smret. One who is devoted to Hari Bhakti should remain undisturbed and continue remembering Hari even if he is unsuccessful in obtaining food and clothing, or if what he has obtained is lost. Bhakshya Achhadan Yadi Sahaje Na Paaye अथवा पाइया कौन गति के हराए, नाम आश्रित भक्त अविकल्प मति हैया, गोविंद शरण लय आसक्त छाड़िया। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। वेन द लिविंग एंटिटी अटेन्स टेस्ट रुचि फॉर श्री भगवत कथा एंड हरि नाम, ही नो लॉन्गर हैज एनी अटैचमेंट टू वर्ल्डली थिंग्स। ही सेटिस्फाइड विद ओनली द क्लॉथ एंड फूड नेसेसरी टू प्रोटेक्ट एंड सस्टेन द बॉडी। इफ ही गेन्स और लूजेस एनीथिंग, his mind remains steady. His mood is that whatever is obtained or lost is the Lord's desire. He knows that gain, loss and so forth come according to one's previous karma. Detached from worldly matters, he remembers Shri Bhagwan's name with a steady mind. Text 18. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 1.2.113, quoting from the Padma Purana, mentions the necessity of giving up distress. शोक अमर्ष आदिबीर भावेर अक्रांतं यस्य मानसं कथं तत्र मुकुंदस्य स्फुरतिः संभावना भवेत्। हाउ कैन मुकुंद मैनिफेस्ट इन द हार्ट ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज फिल्ड विद लेमेंटेशन एंगर एंड सो फोर्थ। पुत्र कलत्रादि शोक क्रोध अभिमान ये हृदय ताह कृष्णे स्फूर्ति नहीं पान। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। मुकुंद नेवर मैनिफेस्ट इन अ हार्ट दैट बिकम्स एजिटेटेड बाय प्लेजर अपॉन ऑब्टेनिंग समथिंग टेम्पररी और डिस्ट्रेस्ड अपॉन लूजिंग इट। इन दिस वे द लिविंग एंटिटी रिमेन्स ऑब्लिवियस टू भगवान। वन शुड फॉलो द करेक्टर ऑफ श्रीमन महाप्रभुज डिवोटीज एंड गाइडेड बाय देयर मूड रिमेन पीसफुल एंड स्टेडी इन एवरी सिचुएशन। इन दिस रिगार्ड वन शुड फॉलो द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ शिवास पंडित। वन श्रीमान महाप्रभु एंड हिज डिवोटीज वर परफॉर्मिंग कीर्तन इन शिवास पंडित्स होम। व्हेन इनसाइड द हाउस शिवास सन लेफ्ट हिज बॉडी, शिवास रिमेन काम एंड स्ट्रिक्टली फॉरबेड द लेडीज एंड अदर पर्सन इन द हाउस टू क्राई टू एंश्योर दैट महाप्रभुज कीर्तन वुड नॉट बी डिस्टर्ब। He did not even relate the news of his son's death to Mahaprabhu. With such a fixed and peaceful mind, one should remember and meditate upon Bhagwan. This is the purport of Shastra. Text 9. One should accept only as much wealth as is necessary to maintain his life. The Naridya Puran states, Yavata Syat Swa Nirvaha Swi Kurjya Tavad Arthavid Adikye Nyun Antayam Cha च योयते परमार्थतः। अ साधक हु नीड्स टू मेंटेन हिमसेल्फ विल कलेक्ट ओनली एज मच वेल्थ एंड अदर मटेरियल नेसेसिटीज एज आर रिक्वायर्ड टू मेंटेन हिज भक्ति। टू एक्सेप्ट टू मच और टू लिटल विल श्योरली मेक हिम डिविएट फ्रॉम हिज गोल। सहजे जीवन यात्रा निर्वाह उपयोगी द्रव्य आदि स्वीकार करे भक्त नहीं भोगी। अ पर्सन क्वालिफाइड फॉर वैदिक भक्ति should earn money to maintain his life through prescribed virtuous means. That is, according to Varnashram Dharma, it is auspicious to accept assets only according to one's needs. Craving to accept more than necessary creates attachment, which will gradually destroy one's bhajan. Accepting less than necessary is also harmful, as this will create an insufficiency, which in turn will weaken one's bhajan. Therefore, as long as a person is not indifferent to material things, he should cultivate pure bhakti and accept only those assets that are required to maintain his life. Text 10. The symptoms of advancement in unmotivated devotional service are given in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42. Bhakti hi pareshano bhava virakti anyatra chesh trik ekakala prapad manasya यथा स्नात सयुज तुष्टि पुष्टि खुद पायोनुघास। विद ईच मॉर्सल ऑफ फूड दैट अ हंग्री पर्सन ईट्स ही साइमल्टेनियसली एक्सपीरियंसेस सेटिस्फैक्शन नरिशमेंट एंड रिलीफ फ्रॉम हंगर। सिमिलरली अ सरेंडर डिवोटी हु इज एंगेज इन द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ भक्ति साइमल्टेनियसली रियलाइजेज हिज वर्शिपफुल डेटी स्ट्रेंथन्स हिज रिलेशनशिप विद द डेटी and becomes detached from this temporary world and material relationships. Bhakta jane sammane yugapad udai bhakti gyan virakti teen jani nishchai chid chideshwar sambandh gyane gyan krishnetra nasakti virakti praman ye rupe bhajane tushti pushti prati grase khudar nivritti ei teen anyase. Bhajan rahasya vritti. The symptoms observed in a sadhak who has directly experienced the sweetness of Bhagwan are described in this text. In such devotees, three symptoms are simultaneously visible: attainment of service to the Lord, realization of all knowledge related to bhakti, and detachment from matters unrelated to Krishna. The sadhaka develops detachment from those items of enjoyment that are not useful in the service of Sri Krishna. But he does not develop detachment from that which can be used in his service. Because he does not consider using such objects for his own pleasure, there is no need for him to renounce them. When, due to humility, Srila Sanatan Goswami resolved to give up his life by throwing his body under the wheel of the Lord Jagannath's chariot, Sri Gaur Sundar, who resided in everyone's heart as the Supersoul, told him that a person cannot attain Krishna merely by giving up his body. Krishna is only attained through bhajan, that is, through fulfilling the inner desire of one's guru, manobhishta seva. When the sadhaka surrender to Sri Guru's lotus feet, the guru becomes the owner of the sadhaka's body. Therefore, when one acknowledges his body to be his guru's property, it is necessary to take care of it. In the same mood, the Braja Devis decorate their body with cloths, ornaments, cosmetics and so forth, only for service to Sri Krishna. Indifference to material objects develops according to the extent of one's realization of Bhagwan. This indifference gives one the qualification to attain the direct service of Bhagwan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami states in Vilap Kusmanjali 6, Viragya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayatner Apayanam Mam Anavyupsambam Andham Kripam Buddhi Ya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Ashrayami. I surrender to the lotus feet of my master, Sri Sanatan Goswami, who is the bestower of Sambandha Gyan. He is an ocean of mercy, and his heart always becomes distressed upon seeing the suffering of others. Although due to the darkness of ignorance, I had no desire to taste bhakti ras imbued with renunciation. He forced me to taste it and thereby gave me knowledge of my relationship with Krishna. Ignorant people honor artificial renunciation and praise those who accumulate dry knowledge. Such knowledge and renunciation, being devoid of the inclination to serve, simply results in mundane talk and deception of the public. There is no pure bhakti in them. Text 11. The following verse is a petition made at the stage of humility described in the previous text. Prahlad Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.39 prayers. Naitan manastav kathasu vikunthe natha sampriyate dhurita dushtam asadhu tivram kamaturam harsha shok bhaya narshan artam tasmin katham tav gatim vimrashami dinaha. O Vaikunthanath, my mind is polluted by the desire to sin. How can I explain to you the suffering of my mind, which is constantly afflicted by desires? My mind, strongly attached to these desires, is sometimes overpowered by happiness and sometimes by distress and fear. It is always engaged in collecting wealth and material assets, and it finds no taste in the narration of your pastimes. How then can I remember and meditate upon you? Dhurit dushat man asadhu manasa kam harsh shok bhai eshnar vasha tav katha rati kise haibe amar kise krishna tav lila karibe vichar. Bhajan rahasya vritti. When steady devotion arises in the heart of a sadhak, a mood of natural humility manifests. Out of greed to constantly relish the sweetness of Bhagwan, he repents. Alas, alas, I have not performed any sadhan bhajan. My heart is sinful and my mind is wicked, and therefore I left the merciful Lord and am drowning in the ditch of material enjoyment. How will I be able to relish the nectar of Swamini's lotus feet? O Lord, how can I develop affection for your form, qualities and pastimes? How can I obtain a taste for bhajan? Formerly bound by many kinds of illicit desires, I am drowning in the ocean of material existence. Oh, how can I protect myself from all this? O Bhagwan, I have become a servant of the six enemies. How can I, who am unintelligent and devoted to material desires, understand the boundless, eternal and deep truth about you? This kind of humility arises when bhakti is fully ripe. In reality, fully mature prema is humility. Considering himself to be extremely fallen and wretched, the sadhaka always offers Bhagwan's various humble and grief-stricken prayers. Text 12, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.40 explains how life is completely destroyed by attraction to the form, taste and so on of material objects. Jiva ekato achyuta vikarshati mava tripta shishno anantyas tag udaram श्रवणं कुतश्चेत् ग्रानो अनन्तश्चपलदृक् क्वा वा कर्मशक्तिर् भावे सपत्नी इव गे पतिं लुनन्ति. ओ अच्युत, माय टंग इज पुलिंग मी टुवर्ड्स वेरी रिलिशेबल फ्लेवर्स, माय जेनिटल्स टुवर्ड्स ब्यूटिफुल वुमेन, माय स्टमक टुवर्ड्स फूड स्टफ दैट आर हार्मफुल, माय ईयर्स टुवर्ड्स स्वीट सॉन्ग्स एंड यूजलेस टॉक, माय नोज टुवर्ड्स प्लेजेंट फ्रेग्रेंसेस, माय आईज टुवर्ड्स ब्यूटी and my sense of touch towards soft things. In this way, all my sense organs are pulling me towards their respective sense objects. O Nandanandan, my situation is like that of a man with many wives, each dragging me towards her own bedroom. In such a condition, how can I remember you and your form, qualities and pastimes? Jiva tane ras prati upast kadarthe उदरे भोजने टाने विषम अनर्थे, चर्म टाने शयादिते श्रवण कथाए, घ्रान टाने सुरभिते चक्षु दृश्य जाए, कर्मिंद्रिय कर्मे टाने बहुपत्नी यथा, गृहपति आकर्षे मोर मन तथा, एमद अवस्था मोर शिनंद नंदन, की रूपे तुमार लीला करिबे स्मरण. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति. द साधक इज प्रेइंग टू भगवान विद ग्रेट ह्यूमिलिटी. ओ लॉर्ड, let my mind always be completely attached to your lotus feet and engaged in glorifying you. But O Achyuta, although I am trying to control my senses by innumerable endeavors, I have not been successful. Alas, alas, what shall I do? My unsatisfied tongue, genitals, belly, ears, nose, restless eyes, and sense of touch are drawing me in the direction of their respective sense objects. Sound, form, taste, smell and touch, and are thus destroying me. O Prabhu, although I have tried my best to subdue them, I have not succeeded. My condition is like that of a man who, controlled by lust, has married several wives. Now all these wives are dragging him in their own direction, each wanting her lustful desires fulfilled. He is not able to pacify the fire of their lust, nor do they leave him alone. The more this lusty man tries in various ways to satisfy the desire of these ladies, the less successful he is. Similarly, I endeavored in many ways, but all in vain. O protector of the helpless, now you are my only shelter. I have faith in you alone. By the power of your mercy, please deliver me from the entanglement of this material existence, and thus make your name Patit Pavan meaningful. Text 13. A prayer for obtaining the association of Braj Bhaktas is spoken by Lord Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.30. Tadastu me nat sabhuri bhago bhavetra vanatriya tu va tirascham yena aham eko api bhavaj jananam bhutva nisheve tav pad pallavam. O Bhagwan, may I be so fortunate as to attain the association of your devotees and under their guidance obtain service to your lotus feet, be it in this or any other human birth, or in a birth such as an animal, bird, worm or moth. Ei Brahma janme va anne kono bhave, pashu pakshi hai janmi tomar vibhave, ei matra asha tav bhakt gan sange, thaki tav pad seva kari nana rangi. Bhajan rasya vritti. Lord Brahma became perplexed when he saw Shri Krishna playing with the other cowherd boys. So in order to see more of Shri Krishna's pastimes, he stole the cowherd boys and calves. Shri Krishna, however, assumed the forms of as many cows and cowherd boys as Brahma stole. And for 1 year he continued his pastimes as before. Finally, he showed Brahma his four-armed form. Upon seeing Bhagwan's opulence, Brahma deeply regretted his actions. He praised Shri Krishna in various ways and begged forgiveness for his offense. O Lord, I have directly received your mercy. O fulfiller of all kinds of desires, my fortune is not in having obtained this pose as Brahma. Rather, if I take birth in Braj from the womb of an animal, bird, worm, moth or any other subhuman species, I will consider myself most fortunate. Even the mercy available to the deer in Braj is not easily obtained in this birth as Brahma. The deer cleanse the dust from your limbs with their tongues, and you curse them with your hands.
I want to take birth in any species, high or low, where I can serve your lotus feet under the guidance of your devotees. This is my earnest desire and will be my good fortune.
Text 14. It is useless to be anxious about attaining the four goals of life. Shri Uddhav explains in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.4.15. Ko nav ishate pad saroj bhajam sudurlobhyo artheshu chatushva piha tathapi naham pravnomi bhuman bhavad padam bhujo nishnevanot sukha. O Lord, it is not difficult for one who has taken shelter of your lotus feet to achieve the four goals of life.
Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation.
Nevertheless, such a person does not desire them. O Great One, he is not concerned with anything other than rendering service to your lotus feet.
Krishna tava pada padme bhakti ache jar chatu varg madhe kiva aprapya tahar tathapi tomar pad seva matra chai anya kon arthe mor priyojan nahi.
Bhajan rahasya vritti. The inherent dharma of the living entity is the tendency to serve, seva vritti. The devotee therefore desires the fifth goal of human life, pancham purushat, which is prema seva. He does not accept the threefold designations of religiosity, dharma, economic development, artha, and sense gratification, kama, nor does he accept liberation, moksha, which is free from material designations.
The impersonalists strive for sayujya mukti, which the devotee always completely rejects. The Narad Pancharatra 1.1.34 states, Hari Bhakti Mahadevya Sarva Muktadi Siddhaya Bhaktas Chatasya Tasya Cheti Kavat Anuvrataha.
All kind of liberation are automatically accomplished by devotees who perform pure devotional service to Hari.
Not only are they accomplished, but they follow the devotees like maid servants, always ready to serve them. Devotees reject the five kinds of mukti: Sayujya, Sarupya, Samipya, Salokya, and Shashti. Excluding Sayujya, however, the other four are not entirely opposed to bhakti. They are of two kinds: Sukha Aishwarya Tara, liberation tainted with the desire to enjoy the Lord's opulence, and Prem Sevotara, liberation in which the dominant desire is to serve the Lord for His pleasure. Because there is some desire for personal happiness in both of these, those who are devoted to unalloyed service to Bhagwan consider them opposed to loving service and do not accept them. Text 15. One should endeavor to attain pure unalloyed devotion, Shuddha Ahetuki Bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.18 states, Tasya eva hetoho prayatet kovido na labhyate yad bhramantam uparjada tal labhyate dukhvad anyattaha sukham kalena sarvatra gabhir ramasah. Shri Narad said, in the course of time, I have been wandering from the seven higher planets to the seven lower, such as Sutalok, but I have not attained eternal, transcendental happiness which wise persons endeavor to taste. Just as misery comes without endeavor, by the influence of grave, quickly moving time, happiness also comes without any endeavor. What, therefore, is the use of endeavoring for worldly happiness? Vina yatne dukher ghatana yena hai se rupe kalakrame sukher udai atev chauda loke durlab ye dhan se bhakti jane yatna kare buddhagan.
Bhajan rahasya vritti. A devotee understands that any pleasure within the material universe is insignificant compared even to the slightest experience of the nectar and fragrance of Bhagwan's lotus feet.
One who has only tasted molasses will give it up when he tastes fragrant sugar candy.
Similarly, before actually cultivating devotion to Bhagwan in the association of pure devotees, the living entity who is allured by the flowery words of the Vedas desires to enjoy nectar, nectarian food, and the other heavenly pleasures of Swarga. Alternatively, by the influence of association with Jnanis, the living entity desires liberation. Pure devotees do not accept either of these. They only desire the happiness of loving service to Bhagwan through bhakti.
This text tells us that those who are genuinely wise search only for that constant, eternal, transcendental happiness that is only obtained in Haridham, Vaikuntha.
This transcendental happiness is not available to the jiva who wanders throughout the 14 worlds searching for mundane enjoyment. Material happiness is even obtained in the body of a hog.
According to his karma, the living entity sometimes tastes sorrow and difficulties, and sometimes he effortlessly tastes happiness.
Therefore, the scriptures unanimously instruct that one should not endeavor to obtain that which is temporary and material. The jiva's goal is neither to prevent his material suffering nor to be successful in endeavors for happiness.
Such attempts are simply childish fickleness.
The wise give up searching for these temporary things and endeavor to attain service to Srihari, which is the soul's eternal dharma. Text 16. The desire for liberation is made insignificant by Ahetuki Bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.9.10 states, Ya nivrittis tanubhritam tavapad padma dhyanad bhave jana katha shavanen vasyad sa brahmani swamahimani api nath mabhut kim tav antakasi lolitad patatam vimanat. O Lord, a drop of the bliss received from meditation on your lotus feet, from hearing about your pastimes, which flow from the mouths of your devotees who are expert in relishing brajras, and from hearing descriptions of your devotees' pastimes, is not available in the bliss of merging into Brahman. What to speak of being available to others? It is not even available to the demigods of the heavenly planets, who fall down again, being cut by the sword of time. Tava pada dhyane bhakta mukhe tava katha shavane ye sukh taha magi sarvatha brahma sukh nahi bhal lage mor mane ki char anitya lok sukh sanghatane. Bhajan rahasya vritti. In this prayer, Dhruva Maharaj describes the happiness he experienced after receiving darshan of Bhagwan. O Master, the happiness found in hearing narrations of your pastimes in the association of your devotees is not available anywhere else. In the presence of the devotees, son like Premanand, the pleasure of the impersonalist Brahmanand is like a firefly. The demigod's heavenly enjoyment, Swarganand, is insignificant and also temporary, subject to being ultimately cut by the sword of time. The living entity can enjoy this pleasure only as long as the accumulated credit of his pious activities is not exhausted. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.21. Tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam shine punne marta lokam vishanti evam trai dharmam anuprapannah gata gatam kama kamam labhante. Having enjoyed immense celestial pleasures, they again return to the mortal world where their pious merit is exhausted. In this way, those who perform fruitive activities as described in the three Vedas repeatedly come and go from this world.
Therefore, only devotion to Bhagwan, which is devoid of the attraction to hear about the enjoyment available on Swarga and other higher planets, is supremely beneficial for the jiva.
The wise spend their lives hearing and speaking Harikatha in the company of pure devotees. Text 17. The glory of hearing the holy name
from the mouth of a sadhu is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.20.24.
Na kame nad tadapi aham kochin, na yatra yushman charanam bhujasava,
mat mantar hidayan mukhachyuto, vidhastu karnayut yeshame varaha.
O Lord, I do not want liberation. I receive no pleasure in hearing any topic other than the glorious narrations of the nectar of your lotus feet. This nectar emanates from the mouths of saintly persons from deep within their hearts.
I beg only for the boon that you will give me 10,000 ears with which I can always hear the sweetness of your pastimes.
Yahate tomar pad seva sukhanai sei rupuvar ami kavu nahi chai bhakter hide haite tav gunagan shunite ayut karna karaha vidan.
Bhajan rahasya vritti.
Prithu Maharaj prays to the lotus feet of Bhagwan to be able to hear and glorify the auspicious narrations of his pastimes only in the association of devotees.
He says, I offer my obeisances from far away to the topics of liberation and any other kind of talk that does not proclaim the glories of the nectar of the lotus feet. My only treasured wish is to drink the nectar of your Leela Katha, which is filled with prema and which flows from the mouths of devotees. I do not even desire to hear about your sweet pastimes from the mouths of non-devotees. Even fragrant water mixed with honey should be abandoned if it is salty. O Lord, I pray to you to please give me tens of thousands of ears to hear the sweet narrations of your pastimes from the lotus mouths of devotees who are adept at relishing Braj Ras. In other words, I pray that I may hear descriptions of your pastimes with intense eagerness and that the desire for impersonal liberation never arises in my heart. Drops of nectar from your lotus feet in the form of pollen are carried by the breeze emanating from the mouths of great personalities, thus transmitting the potency of bhakti to us and making our lives successful. I am always ready to do anything to hear this katha.
May a spark of the mood of such personalities enter my heart and submerge me in an ocean of prema.
Text 18. Residence in the heavenly planets, residence in Brahmaloka, sovereignty over the earth and lowly planetary system, the perfection of yoga and the 18 mystic perfections are all insignificant from the perspective of a devotee. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.11.25. Na nagparishtam, na cha barmishtam, na sarvabhomam, na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhi apunar bhavam va samanjasya tava virah kankshase.
O source of all good fortune, I have no desire to have a position of great sovereignty like that of Dhruv or Brahma, or rulership over the earth. Nor do I desire anima or any other mystic perfection. I do not even want liberation if attaining it means I would have to give you up.
Swarga Parmeshti Sthan Sarvabhom Pad Rasatal Adipatte Yoger Sampad Nirvan Ityadi Yat Chhadi Seva Tav Nahi Magi Ei Mor Pratigya Akaitav.
Bhajan Rahasya Vritti. Bhagwan prevents his devotees from endeavoring for dharma, earth, kam and moksha, and this infers his mercy. While his mercy is easily attained by the akinchan bhaktas, it is extremely difficult to attain for living entities who are absorbed in sense enjoyment. This text is a prayer by Vritasur. While fighting with Indra, Vritasur considered it better to choose death over either victory or defeat, so that he could quickly cut his bodily bondage. He would then be able to directly serve Bhagwan. Directly perceiving Bhagwan, Vritasur expressed the moods of his heart. O source of all good fortune,
I do not want a position in Dhruv Loka or Brahm Loka, nor do I want sole rulership of the earth.
I have no desire for mystic perfections or even liberation, which is the goal of impersonalists who perform severe practices to attain it, if I have to give you up.
My life is leaving my body in the fire of separation from you. O Prabhu, how can I ever attain eternal service to your lotus feet? Devotees long to attain the eternal service of Bhagwan.
Only one who has factually realized the bliss of serving, Seva Anand, knows the significance of this.
By obtaining dharma, artha and kam, the living entity does not stop his transmigration, and by Sayujya Mukti, the living entity simply remains like an inert object in the effulgent Brahman.
However, devotees relish the sweetness of service in newer and newer ways in the eternal abode of Bhagwan.
This is a unique characteristic of the Bhakta and Bhakti. Bhakti Devi disappears from the heart of that person who eagerly desires liberation, and this is confirmed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 1.92. Tar madhye moksha vancha kaito pradhan jaha haite Krishna bhakti hai antar dhyan. The foremost process of cheating is the desire for liberation. For this cause, the disappearance of Krishna bhakti. Text 19. The symptom of attachment, asakti, that is developed by taking shelter of holy name, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.34. Chittam sukhena bhavata paratam griheshu yan nirvashyati uta karav api grihe krite pado padam na chalatas tav pada mulad yamang katham vrajamatho karavam kimva. The gopi said to Krishna, O stealer of minds, Chittachor, by playing on your vamshi, you have stolen our minds, which were absorbed in household affairs. This was not difficult for you. However, having lost our minds, our working senses are not functioning, and our movements and intelligence have therefore become abnormal. Our feet do not want to leave you to go anywhere else. Please tell us then, how can we possibly return to our homes? Grihe sukhe chitta chila grihe karje kar hariya laiche tumi praner ishwar tav pad mula chhadi pad nahi jaye jabe kotha ki karebe valai upaye. Bhajan rahasya vritti.
With a sweet sound of his flute, Shri Krishna Chandra, the crown jewel of experts in amorous pastimes,
Vidagdha Shiromani, called to the Braj Gopis who were abundantly endowed with paramour love. Forgetting everything, the Gopis assembled on the bank of Yamuna at Vamshivat, which was beautifully decorated by bright moonlight. Then Shri Krishna Chandra, concealing his real motive, Avihittaha Bhava, joked with them by instructing them to return to their respective homes. His intention, however, was as follows. During his previous pastimes of stealing the gopis' clothes, Shri Krishna Chandra, the great connoisseur of the Rasa Leela, saw the Braj Devi's entire bodies, but on this day, he wanted to see the inner moods of their hearts. This is one unique attribute of the ocean of Prem Ras. The Rasik Acharyas of the amorous mellow of Braj ascertain that when the lover, Nayak, assumes a submissive mood, Dakshina Bhav, the beloved Nayaka, exhibits a contrary mood, Vamya Bhav. And when the lover assumes a contrary mood, the beloved exhibits a submissive mood. The gopis who assembled at the Ras Mandal displayed various waves of sentiments. Some of them were Pragalba, bold and outspoken, some Mridavi, sweet and gentle, and some Madhya, with qualities halfway between Pragalba and Mridavi. In this way, through the combination of such different sentiments, the ocean of Ras was adorned with unprecedented sweetness. Shri Krishna said, a virtuous woman's only duty is to serve her husband,
it is improper for her to stay, even for a moment, with a brahmachari in a lonely forest at night. Therefore, you should all quickly return home." Hearing these instructions, the gopis, who possessed great anurag, responded with words saturated with rasa.
"O Emperor of Thieves, we did not come here to reside in an uninhabited place, nor do we come to ask anything from you. Our minds were happily absorbed in household affairs when you stole them with your flute. The wealth of our hearts is already looted, so how can we return home?
O you, who are expert in rendering a person powerless by means of great mantras, please return the faculty of our minds. In their absence, the activities of all our senses are disabled, and also our feet will not move. So return them, and we will happily go back to our homes."
One Brajadevi began to speak sarcastically, "O Mohan, do you think that we have come to this place because we were attracted by the sound of your flute? No, no, this is not the case. Our minds are deeply absorbed in our happy household life. You could not steal away even the smallest part of them. Do not think that we will rest here even for a moment. Indeed, what would we do here in this desolate place? If you ask why we have come to this lonely forest, O Shyam Sundar, it is because you were so eager to have our darshan. That is the only reason we have come. Now that you have seen us, we are going."
Text 20. As described in the following verse, all virtue and peacefulness appear in the devotee.
Pallad Maharaj explains in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, "Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana, sarve gunais tatra samasto suraha, hara abhaktasya kuto mahat guna, manorathe nasti dhavato bahi." All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religiosity and knowledge, always dwell in the heart of a person who possesses selfless devotion to Bhagwan, nishkam bhakti. But how can a person who is not a devotee of Bhagwan possesses these qualities of great personalities?
He constantly runs after insignificant and superfluous things,
even after taking many different vows to renounce them.
Akinchana bhakti jar tahar sharire, sarvguna saha sarvadevata vihare, abhakta sarvada manurathete chadiya, asad bhaiye brahme guna varjita haiya, bhajan rasya vritti.
The acharyas have ascertained that once the tendency arises in someone to serve Krishna without selfish motive, nishkam seva vritti, all good qualities such as religiosity, knowledge and renunciation became apparent in him. This is simply the fruit of serving Mukunda. The 50 virtuous qualities of the demigods headed by Indra reside in the hearts of devotees.
They cannot manifest in a deceitful and envious heart.
A person who is devoid of Hari Bhakti is attached to maintaining his body and home and to extraneous desires, Gyan, Karma, Yoga and so on.
He always runs towards external sense enjoyment through the avenues of profit, worship, name and fame, and mental speculation.
In Prem Bhakti Chandrika 8.8, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, "Karma kand, jnana kand, keval vishare bhand." Fruitive activities and mental speculation are simply pots of poison. Mundane people who are attached to material things obtain different births according to their karma. The devotees, on the other hand, are preoccupied with performing service in the association of devotees and are thereby submerged in the ocean of supreme transcendental happiness. Thus, they remain satisfied. Text 21. Bhakti destroys the egoism arising from falsely identifying the body with the self. Deh Abhiman. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.11.30.
Tvam pratyag atmani tada bhagvati ananta ananda matra upannam samasta shaktau bhakti vidhaya paramam shanaker avidya granthi vibhatyasi
mamaham iti praudham. Manu said to Dhruva,
by searching for Bhagwan Ananta, who possesses all potencies, who is the embodiment of supreme transcendental bliss, and who resides within all living entities as the Supersoul, your devotion will become very steady.
On the strength of that devotion, you will be able to cut the tight knot of ignorance in the form of the false conceptions of I and mine.
Manubale Dhruva Tumi Dhrit Sarvashakti Pratyak Anandarup Krishne Karal Bhakti Ami Mam Rup Vidya Granthi Dhritam Chedan Karite Krame Haibe Saksham Bhajan Rasya Vritti.
A sadhaka experiences his own transcendental form, Sarupa, by cultivating pure devotional service that is unobstructed and not personally motivated.
Upon realizing his Sarupa,
he very easily cuts the knot of ignorance by which he identifies the material body as I and material objects as mine.
When the living entity transcends the three modes,
Sattva, Raja and Tama, he is able to experience Bhagavad Ras, which is endowed with all potencies. This takes place by the influence of the association with devotees.
Since he is self-realized, he searches for Bhagwan, who is beyond the material modes,
who is a non-dual absolute truth endowed with all transcendental qualities, and who is unfallible. By cultivating bhakti in this way, he gradually becomes eternally situated in his own sarup. Text 22, Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39 states, Yad pad pankaj palash vilash bhaktaya karmasham gratitam utgratitam santaha tadvadna riktamatyo yato api ruddha shot ganastam arannam bhajavasu devam. Shri Sanat Kumar instructed Prithu Maharaj, the devotees of Bhagwan are easily able to cut the knot in the heart in the form of desire for fruitive activities by meditating upon the splendor that emanates from the toes of Bhagwan's lotus feet. However, impersonalist yogis who are devoid of loving devotion cannot do so even by controlling their senses. Therefore, give up the endeavors of gyan, yoga and so forth and engage in bhajan of Vasudev Krishna. Pratyahare rudmati yogeshwaragan kadachit karite pare yaha sampadan sei karmashya granthi kate sadugan yar kripa vale lahe tahar sharan.
Bhajan rasya vritti. Impersonalists, nirvishesh jnanis are not able to control their senses even by performing severely rigid practices, but devotees can very easily control the extremely strong senses by meditating upon the luster of the lotus petal like toes of the most merciful Bhagwan. In this way, they become absorbed in deep meditation. This meditation, dhyana, and the object of meditation, dheya, Shri Bhagwan are both eternal. The followers of the theory of monism, Advaitavadis, says, sadhaka nam hitarthaya brahmani rupa kalpate. Brahm is formless, but for the benefit of sadhakas, a form has been imagined. They say that by worshipping imaginary forms of Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, Surya and Ganesha, one's heart is purified and one then attains Sayujya Mukti, merging into Brahm. This conception, however, is an ignorant hypothesis that is opposed to the scriptures. The word Vilasa Bhaktaya in this text 22 means that the sadhaka contemplates Shri Krishna's body and meditates on different kinds of services, such as anointing him with perfume, giving him an oil massage, bathing him and so forth. Meditation on the toes of Shri Krishna, who is clever in Brajras, means remembering that his lotus toes have been colored by kumkum while he was performing intimate pastimes in the bowers of Vrindavan with the Brajadevis. By meditating on this, all the knots of the disease in one's heart are easily and naturally destroyed.
How can the impersonalists, who are covered by ignorance, obtain all these transcendental sentiments? They do not even accept the internality of Bhagwan and his transcendental form. Although they consider themselves liberated, in reality they are not. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22.29 confirms this. Jnani Jivan Mukt Dasha Painu Kari Mane Vastuta Buddhi Shuddh Nahi Krishna Bhakti Bine. The endeavors of the offensive Nirvishesh Jnanis to control their senses are futile. Externally, their activities may look like self-control, but internally, there is a flow of dirty, lusty desires likened to the Phalgu River, a river in Gaya that has no flow of water on the riverbed but flows underground. Even after thousands of years of severe austerities, Strawberry Rishi was not liberated from material desires. However, by serving Bhagwan in the association of the pure devotee, Maharaj Mandhata, he was liberated from material existence very easily. On the strength of bhakti, the devotees are able to cut ignorance at the root. All their senses remain engaged in Bhagwan service, and they make their senses successful by relishing the nectar of Bhagwan's beauty. Therefore, give up futile endeavors to subdue the senses and perform bhajan of Sri Brajendra Nandan, who is eternal and full of transcendental bliss. This is the only auspicious activity. Text 23, An Introduction to the Midday Pastimes, Madhyana Leela, is found in Govind Leelamrit 8.1. Madhyane anyanyo sangotito vivida vikaradi bhushu paramugdo vamyot kanthati lolo smaral khal lalitad ali narmapt shato dolar anyambo vamshi rit rati madhupan ark pujadi lilau radha krishno satrishno parijan ghataya sevya mano smrami. I meditate upon Sri Radha Krishna, who at midday enjoy each other's company while being beautifully decorated with various bhavs, such as Ashtasattvic bhavs and Vyabhachari bhavs. They become extremely restless due to contrariness, vamme, and yearning, utkantha. In their amorous play, Kandarpa Yagna, the joking words of Sri Lalita and the other sakhis give them much pleasure. They blissfully enjoy sports like swinging, jhula, frolicking in the forest, one vihar, playing in the water, jalakeli, stealing the flute, vamshi haran, amorous meeting, rati kira, drinking honey, madhupan, worshipping the sun god, surya puja, and many other kinds of pastimes while being served by their dear ones. Radha kunde sumilan, vikaradi vibhushan, Vamyotkantha Mugdha Bhava Leela Sambhog Narmadi Riti Dola Khela Vamshi Riti Madhupan Surya Puja Khela Jal Khela Vanyashan Chhal Supti Vanyatan Bahu Leela Nande Duijane Parijan Suveshtit Radha Krishna Susevit Madhyan Kalete Smari Mane. Bhajan Rahasya Vritti. After finishing her prasad seva at Nand Bhavan, Srimati Radharani returns to Javat with her sakhis, where she very eagerly waits to meet her pran priyatam Shri Krishna. Her mother-in-law Jatila orders her to worship Suryadev, and on this pretext, she leaves her house with her sakhis and secretly departs for Radhakund, where she is able to freely meet with her beloved. There, his darshan and touch decorate her with Ashtasattvic, Kilkinchit, and many other bhavs. Srimati Radhika's contrary mood, Vamme Bhav, enables her Praneshwar to relish the mellows of pastimes to their highest extent, and it also stimulates his ever-fresh eagerness. Then many pastimes take place with the gopis, such as meeting with Krishna, Sambhog, joking while playing dice, Pash Krida, playing hide and seek, Aankh Michoni, stealing the flute, Vamshi Chori, drinking honey, Madhupan, or Premapan, engaging in water sports, Jal Kira, having a picnic, vanya bhojan, feigning sleep, chal shayan, and worshipping the sun god, Surya Puja. Absorbed in meditating on those pastimes, the Raghunuga Sadhaka performs kirtan of Krishna's names. Thus ends the Chaturth Yam Sadhan, Madhyan Kalya Bhajan of Shri Bhajan Rasya.